Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, November 18th. Happy Missions Monday. After a good sermon about the gospel yesterday, our mission of the church was confirmed. We are to share the good news with those around us. And so as we pray today, that is our focus. Lord, help us to be bearers of the good news wherever we find ourselves today. In the scriptures, we are going through passages that have to do with social justice. And today we're reading Amos chapter 2. And this is God's judgment on his own people, the people of Israel. We are going to begin in verse 6, and I'll read through the end of the passage. I'm reading in the Easy English Translation. The title says, God will punish the people of Israel. The Lord says, the people of Israel have done more and more wrong things, so I will certainly punish them. They sold righteous people for silver, and they sold poor people for only the price of shoes. They are not kind to poor people, and they do not help them. A father and his son have sex with the same woman. They do not respect the holy way that I want them to live. When they lend money to poor people, they take the poor people's clothes as a guarantee. They do not return the clothes each night as they should do. Instead, they sleep on the clothes themselves. They do that at the place where they worship their gods. The rich people take money from poor people. They use that money to buy wine for themselves. Then they drink the wine in the temples of their gods. Remember the Amorites? They were big and strong. They were like the tallest cedar trees and the strongest oak trees. But I destroyed all of them. I brought you out of Egypt. After that, I led you through the wilderness for 40 years. Then I took you to the land where the Amorites lived, so that it would belong to you. I chose some men among you to be prophets and some to be Nazarites. You Israelites know that it is true. That is what the Lord says. But you told the Nazarites to drink wine like everyone else. And you said to the prophets, do not speak messages from God. So I will punish you. A cart that has a heavy load pushes down on the ground. This is how I will push down on you. You might try to run away, but nobody will get free. Even the fastest runner will not get free. The strongest people will not be strong enough to stop me. The soldiers will not be able to save their lives. Soldiers who shoot arrows will have to turn back. Fast runners will not save their lives. Soldiers who ride on horses will also die. At that time, strong, brave soldiers will run away without their clothes. This is what the Lord says. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What is going on here in Amos chapter 2? Well, Amos is a prophet to the Israelite nation, and he is telling them, you are exploiting the poor people. Not only that, you are sexually immoral. And you're idolatrous. Remember, they mentioned going to the temples of the false gods. Then it's interesting that they also disregard God's mercy. Remember, God is the one who rescued them from Egypt. And yet, they do not believe in the power of God Almighty. Finally, they reject the prophets. There's a passage in there that talks about the Nazarites and the prophets and how, if you remember, Nazarites never drank wine. But the people of Israel were saying, oh, Nazarites, come and drink with us. And they were disregarding the words of the prophets. They were trying to get those who were speaking on behalf of God to come into a life of sin with them. So what do we do with this passage today? Well, we ask the Lord to purify our hearts for sure. We ask him to help us to never disregard his mercy and to not be someone who would cause others to stumble into sin. And for those of us who have clear examples in our lives where we have caused others to sin, we plead thanking the Lord for his mercy and his forgiveness. And we rest in the promise that Jesus Christ has given of himself so that we can flourish. And he has given us a new commission, as we talked about in the beginning, to be a people who spread that good news around the world. As we pray today, I don't want to go through another letter of the alphabet. I kind of just want to go back over the letters of the alphabet. Maybe even this can be an exercise for you as it relates to your family. Is there someone that's name starts with A and B and C? I'm just going to go through the alphabet until we get to J. And as I do, I pray that the Holy Spirit would bring to mind people in your midst for whom Christ died, people who need a healing touch, people who bring joy into your life that you can give thanksgiving for, and people in our fellowships of faith. Will you pray with me? God, our Father, you are our rock and our refuge. We thank you for your holiness, and we pray, hallowed be thy name. We ask, Lord, that your kingdom would come in our lives. Help us never to disregard your grace and mercy. Help us to be a people who love others well and seek to do only that which builds them up in the faith. And Lord, as we go through the alphabet, we pray that those for whom we pray would be encouraged by your word this week and by your Spirit. And so we lift up to you today someone with the name that starts with an A, and a B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Lord, as it says in Jude chapter 1, verse 21, would you keep those whom we remember today from stumbling and present them before your glorious presence without fault and with great joy? And now we pray, to the only God and Savior be glory and majesty and power and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.